All right, this very special guest, someone that we really enjoy having here, and that is Michael Deegan. We call him Bug from Heritage Salvage. And, you know, sports today, of course, we have a great moment today coming up. But on October 4th, up in Petaluma, where the Heritage Salvage shop is and all the beautiful things up there, there's a very special race coming up, and you wanted to let everyone know about it. It's a big deal, so we're glad to have you here.
Well, thanks a lot, Marty. And, yeah, you know, the Petaluma River, which is this iconic meandering, it's actually a tidal estuary that is considered one of the best, flattest places to row on the planet, and a beautiful place to be able to watch a race. And what sort of got me involved, I always donate a bit of time to everything around that heralds the Petaluma River as a piece of Petaluma. You know, everybody's waterway should be a good piece of their thing. And was the fact that your lady, Heather, decided to chase a passion, which was rowing. And I just love it when somebody reinvents or repurposes themselves as in, okay, I'm going to do this. And she's about to go row in a race called the Wine Country Rowing Classic.
Yeah, October 4th, East Bay Rowing Club. And I understand there are rowing teams from all over the world.
There are. There's rowing teams from Scotland. You know, there's going to be 700 participants this year. And this beautiful race, folks, you can drive up to Petaluma, get off, and their website is winecountryrowing.org. And you can get off in Petaluma, and there's this beautiful wetlands called Schoenberger Park. And its banks are about 10 feet over the river. And there are, there's half a kilometer, because it's a 5-kilometer race, there's a half a kilometer where you can stand and have a beautiful view of the race. And, you know, Petaluma is a great city to go visit to, you know, not to mention there's, you know, a town of 60,000 people. I think it's got 30,000 restaurants and 15,000 breweries, but I'm not
all
sure.
All right, very good. All right, Michael Deegan is with us. Heritage Salvage is his company, and we've heard the spots all year long on the baseball. We appreciate all that support. The rowing versus baseball, when you came in today, you gave me a nice view of it.
And yeah.
It made me think of the rowers and what they look at and what a baseball player
Well, exactly. Well, you know, I was thinking while I was wood-burning this plaque for Heather that sports is very interesting. In team sports, the offense 99% of the time is facing the goal they want to get to, and the defense is defending that goal. Now, in rowing, it's very different because rowers actually never get to look at the goal. They are facing backwards the whole time, whether it's a team of eight. You know, there is one, the coxswain, which would be like the manager, is facing the goal, but the rest of them are row backwards the whole time. Now, when you think about baseball, the offense starts off at home plate facing, and which is where they want to get to, right? And so one at a time, they start at home plate, but they want to get back to home plate to get a run. And the defense all faces, so to speak, the home plate except for one character who's kind of mad at running the show out there, and that's the catcher. Yeah. The whole defense all wears their hats forward. The catcher wears his hat backwards. I'm not sure how this goes or how to explain it. You know, it's like baseball is a very difficult game to explain to a foreigner. Have you ever tried?
Well, maybe.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, we appreciate you being on, though. And you're doing something special at the end of this month.
We are.
Donating some sales to the fire victims as well.
At Heritage Salvage, we've been trying to figure out right there in our neighborhood, the Valley Fire, which is the third worst fire ever in California, how we could donate something and make it really meaningful. And our Heather at Heritage Salvage suggested instead of having a sale, why don't we contribute 15% of our gross lumber sales for 1 month? And that can be from $150,000 to $200,000. 15% to the Valley Fire victims. So that's what we'll be doing all October, folks.
Beautiful.
So come on out and shop, and you'll get a donation. You'll get a receipt to donate to the Valley Fire victims.
Very good. And we love the spots with Larry and Kate, and I'm in there too.
Yeah.
And Heritage Salvage is very special. So we appreciate your being on the beautiful plaque to beer can for the race. And it's a very nice commemorative oar and all the things you do to support Giants baseball, so we appreciate that.
Yeah, well, and Marty, we all love you, and everybody from the rowing club said we'll all be listening. We listen to Marty as often as we can. Everybody loves your take on baseball.
I appreciate it. All right. That is Michael Deacon, Bugs, Heritage Salvage. More coming up. 808-KMBR, give me your thoughts on Zito and Hudson. Let's get a little bit of your thoughts about it as we move through the show this morning. More coming up right here in the Sports Leader.